Well, we are continuing in Psalm 34, and again, you can start looking up Psalm 34. Those of you who are memorizing it, I know are trying to add one verse a week as we go through this. And again, we will be reciting together the introduction and then verses 1 through 8 today, verses 1 through 8. This is the living word of God. Let's repeat it together. A psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Well, up until this verse in Psalm 34, really all of Psalm 34 is focusing on God, our deliverer. He delivers us. But in this next section, so Psalm 34 talks about the deliverance of the Lord, and I want to emphasize again, as we've just recited, that those are those who bless him at all times, according to verse 1. I mean, it has to come out of their mouths. They want to bless the name of the Lord. And so they make their boast in him. They're not afraid to do so, and it's right to do so. And then it also, these are the people who cry out to him. They know they can do that. They know they can seek him and that he will indeed hear. And now beginning in verse 8, David, as he was inspired to write, begins focusing on a section of instruction in wisdom. And what is it to me, what is it to fear the Lord? Beginning with the wisdom of seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. So verse 8 says, we are to taste and see that the Lord is good. So we're to taste. We're to take actions of faith. There's something we do by the grace of God, as everything should be. So we take this action to taste God, and then he gives promises, and we will see him. He has revealed himself and has promised to reveal himself. Praise God. And because he is good, those who seek him will grow in fear and will not lack any good thing, as we'll see next week. Now, it's very helpful. And I'm thankful that the Lord uses words in Scripture to help us to begin to understand and try to comprehend the eternal, incomprehensible God. In the Shorter Catechism, it tells us that his word teaches us what we are to believe about God and teaches us what duty then he requires of us. And this wording in verse 8 helps in both areas, informing us about what to believe about him and then what to do. What does that mean? We're to obey him because of who he is. And he makes it clear in Scripture, this is how we are to obey him. And as we begin to taste and see that he is good, we are beginning then to understand and to delight in who he is, as we've been talking about this morning. Who he is a person, he is knowable, and we can relate with him. He reveals himself. And we learn that it is possible to experience a relationship with him, not just to know about him, not just to learn about him. Yes, we need to do that. But to taste and to see, to clearly experience that he is good. So, you know, when you think about it, when you're hungry and, you know, you're really hungry and you just think of something like a juicy steak or whatever, you know, you really like, or chocolate or something, and then you start salivating, you know. You know, you're hungry and you're thirsty, and it can make you even hungrier, I guess, to go and actually eat that food, but it's still not like tasting it, right? Tasting it and seeing it. And may the Lord keep us from talking about him. Yes, we should talk about him, but you know what I mean here. Just knowing about him, learning about him, but by his grace that we would be brought into a deeper and deeper delight that we can come into his presence and we can rejoice in him, in his person, in the Godhead. Now, we're to hunger and thirst for him. And he made us for that. He called us to do that. He redeemed us to delight in him and to know the reality of communing with our Creator, which is amazing when you think about it. We can relate in a personal way with the Almighty God, our Creator, the God of creation. And when we grow in this joyful relationship, then the result is, according to this verse, we are truly blessed and we are truly happy. We're blessed is the person, it says, who trusts in him, who delights to come before his Creator, and in our case, our Recreator. We can come before him. Charles Spurgeon put it this way. I like his quote in this. He said, faith is the soul's taste. Faith is the soul's taste. That's how we taste him. And then it says, then he said, they who test the Lord, or, you know, try him, taste him, by their confidence or their faith, always find him good, and they become then themselves blessed. It's a natural God-given blessing. And this table is a very clear reminder that we are to taste and to see that he is good. We are reminded by the elements here. We are reminded by what we eat and what we drink that he is very near. He is very near to us, and that in his goodness he saved us. And we can draw near to him. That's the purpose of the table, is grace, so that we know and do draw near to him as we can. He is satisfying to us. He is our life. He is our sustainer. And we remember that as we partake of this table. This should not become rote either. And we can't live without food, right? And we can't, and we don't want to live without tasting his goodness, not as believers, without walking with him, without relating with him, experiencing his presence. And as we began today, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. Psalm 107, verse 9, a key cross-reference here, says, he, God, the living God, satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. He promises this. He will satisfy the longing soul and fill the hungry soul with goodness. This table is a part of this promise. May you long for him and be satisfied in him. And may you know the contentment of having your hungry soul satisfied by him and with him and by his goodness and by the grace that he gives as we commune with him now. So brothers and sisters, taste and see that the Lord is good, that your Lord is good. Because blessed are you when you trust in him and when you obey this commandment. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we do want to more and more taste and see that you are a good God. And we thank you, Lord, for instituting this celebration, this reminder to us of your goodness to us in bearing our sin and freeing us from bondage and giving us hope and eternal life through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus. And Lord, we praise you this morning for blessing us so greatly. Lord, you satisfy the longing soul, and you fill the hungry soul with goodness. It's all by your grace. And oh, that we would be hungry souls and so be filled with your goodness. And we thank you, Lord, for calling us and enabling us to trust in you. And we come before you now in joy, trusting in your word through the salvation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King. And we pray in his name. Amen.